Hello and welcome. I'm Bia Matos with BYU Idaho Radio. Today in the studio with me is Caitlin Sorensen, first place winner in both a team and individual competition at the PAS conference. Welcome, Caitlin.
Thank you.
No problem. So first things first, tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? What are you studying?
Yeah, I am from Idaho Falls, Idaho. I'm studying agricultural business, and then I have a minor in horticulture.
Nice. So you went to the PAS conference that took place in Springfield, Illinois. Did you go sightseeing at all or do anything fun while you were there?
So the first day part of the conference was an industry tour kind of thing. So I went on a horticulture tour, which was a blast for me. We went and saw a Christmas tree farm. There was a greenhouse nursery kind of thing, and then a landscape design firm where they design landscapes and then they go and implement them. So that was cool for me. And then we also got to see the Lincoln Memorial kind of stuff on the drive by. Not a whole lot though.
Yeah, no, that sounds awesome. So you attended the PAS conference. We've covered that, obviously. Can you tell our listeners what that actually is? What happens at this event?
Yeah, so PAS is an acronym for Professional Agricultural Student Society. And so a bunch of colleges get together and they have different events that have kind of merged education with employment kind of an idea. So it just gets everybody prepared. A lot of the schools that attend are 2-year to 4-year schools. And they have everything from precision ag to livestock to horticulture to agronomy. And then they have different events and competitions that we all compete in. You can do individual, a team, and then they also have a college bowl, quiz bowl competitions that you can do on teams. And then they also have a job fair kind of a thing, trying to connect everybody to future opportunities and just kind of a good method of networking.
Yeah. And how did you hear about it? How did you come to participate in it? What inspired you to give it a try?
So my professor, Jeremy Slade, Brother Slade, he's awesome. And he invited me to be a part of the PAS Society on campus. He was like, this would be a really good opportunity. He told me about the competition that they have in, it's all over. They have it in different places. So next year it's going to be in Wyoming. And he just invited, he's like, it'd be really cool. We have a lot of fun. And I was like, why not? Could be cool. So I went ahead and did it, and I was very grateful I did.
Yeah. And tell us a little bit about the events that you participated in.
Yeah. So I competed individually in agricultural sales. So for that one, we had to create our own sales pitch. We kind of built the scenario in a way that would be beneficial for us. So I personally sold tulip bulbs, and I had my potential seller be a person who is getting into flower farming and wanted to start a tulip arm, I guess, of their business. And I just sold tulip bulbs. So that was kind of my thing. The competition was in 3 parts. So there was a written test, then this write-up that we had to do beforehand, and then the actual sales pitch role play. It was 15 minutes, and you just went in. There was a judge in front of us and then 2 other judges, and you just kind of went in like it was your sales pitch, as if you were doing it for real. And then hopefully you could make the sale. And then the judges would ask questions, and you'd be done. And then they'd tally up, do an average of all of your 3 different points. And then for my team event, I did agricultural business management. So it was in a team of 3. It was me, Dallin Hibbard, and Haley Albertson, all on a team together. And that one was also in 3 parts. There was a case study where we looked at a farm's financials, and then a presentation where we met in front of 4 judges and kind of told them what we found in the financials and how that they could improve their business structure and kind of resolve those problems that they were facing. And then there was a written test, and it was multiple choice. But it just went over a bunch of random things that you would think you should know about a farm business. There are random things that from like feed rations and like how to do a financial statement to how many acres is in a mile, kind of different things. But and then they took a total or an average of all three of our scores and our presentation, and that brought us to the winner.
Yeah. And as you were talking about it, you won first place in your agricultural sales, which is super impressive, by the way. Can you walk us through some of the preparation that you had to go through to be able to compete in that?
Yeah. So I was super kind of nervous for that one, not gonna lie. I've personally taken a sales class before, and it was pretty good. I did pretty well in it, so that's why I even thought to do it. But beforehand, I had to make a brochure about like the tulip bulbs, the pricing, and the product. So I did a lot of research that way. And then I had to make a business card to try to make the business feel as real as it could be. And I will be completely honest, I did that all in like the week leading up to, because I had other projects that seemed more important at the time.
Yeah. A little procrastination is okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fine.
You got it done.
Yeah. So I was, yeah, it was really good. I don't know what more kind of to say other than the class was super helpful. I also talked to actually a girl on campus. She's an advisor right now. Her name's Kaisa. I don't remember her last name. But she had competed previously in PAS for the sales competition as well. And she won first place. So Brother Slade was like, go talk to her. And I'm super grateful I did, because she helped me focus, just kind of narrow down my pitch and how to really solve the customer's problem and focus on the solution rather than my product. And so that way I could kind of focus and make sure that my pitch was something that I could talk to the person and know what their issue is and how I'm going to solve it, rather than just be like, oh my gosh, my tulips are so pretty. Like, you should buy them so you can have pretty tulips. It was like, no, let's connect with the customer. Let's see what they're trying to gain from this and show them how it actually is a solution.
Yeah. And again, we've mentioned that you were part of the Agra business management team that also took home the gold. And what sort of key strategies did you and your team implement that helped you guys get that win?
I would say actually paying attention in class really helped a lot. For each of us, we're ag business students or ag economics students. So that's basically all of what we do every day is that, is the looking at farm financials and like trying to improve them. So our classes really helped give us the win, basically, because we knew what we were talking about and we had done so many other case studies that were much harder than the ones given to us, much harder than the ones given to us at the competition. I would say also once we had our presentation kind of figured out, our case study figured out, we talked to each other and kind of went through the case for our presentation as if they weren't going to ask us any questions, so that we could just kind of go through it. We didn't fully know what to expect. This was all of our first time going and doing it. So we were like, what to expect. But when we went in, we had a good idea of what to talk about how to address the problems, so that when we went into our presentation, our judges said like nothing to us. We were like, oh, okay. But we knew what we were talking about. And because we had discussed it amongst ourselves beforehand, we weren't as flustered as we would have been if we hadn't done that before.
Yeah. So from my understanding, attending career workshops and networking events is also a really big part of the PAS conference experience. Which workshops or networking opportunities did you find were the most valuable and why?
So I went to a little workshop and I don't remember what it was called, but it focused a lot about like professionalism in the workplace. So it talked a lot of like making sure you have a good schedule so that when you get into work, like you're not rushed, or this is some tips on how to dress appropriately for your interview. A lot of ag jobs are not quite, you don't want to dress fully professional because you're going to be on a farm and you're going to get dirty. But also there's a lot of jobs where you do want to look professional. So just learning and kind of showing which jobs you want to dress up for, which jobs you maybe want to just look nice, have a nice polo, kind of things like that, and how to structure your life basically in a way that will be professional at work and just to make you look good basically. And the teacher was just awesome. She was very good at talking to us and making sure that everybody felt engaged.
Yeah. And to you, were there any other memorable moments or highlights from your interactions with industry professionals during the conference?
Something that was really cool. So the guy that one of my judges for my ag sales event was actually the guy who owned the landscaping company that I went and toured the day before. So it was actually really cool to go in. And so I had my little event. And then as I was walking out, I was shaking all their hands and he was like, I remember you. You came to my office. And I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, I did. Your thing was super cool. So that was really neat for me to be able to see that people do remember you and that like those connections really do matter and that you can take those further. So I took his business card and now I feel like I can connect with him, be like, hey, remember me? I came to your workplace and then I also did this part. So just like cool things that help you stand out on a crowd.
Yeah. And with business, anything, honestly, networking is such a big part of it. So it's so good that this conference gave you guys the opportunity to meet with real working professionals and be able to make those connections for your own future benefit one day.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just reflecting on your overall experience at the conference, how do you think participating in events like these help contribute to your personal and professional growth as a student in the field?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I personally did not grow up with an agricultural background. And so something that I feel like students face a lot, and me included, is this idea of like not belonging in the major that you've chosen, even though you enjoy it. And like students face imposter syndrome. This imposter syndrome of I don't fully belong. This isn't my background. Why did I choose this? Going to this competition really helped me to see that there is a place in agriculture business or just agriculture in general for someone like me who didn't grow up in agriculture but has found a love and a passion for it. Someone who wants to move forward in that direction. You don't have to have that background to fit the stereotypical mold. There doesn't need to be a mold in any business or environment. You can find your place. And I felt like this competition really helped me to see that I do belong here and that I can have a place here.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely hard when you have those feelings of feeling like you're not belonging or fitting into a place. So it's really wonderful seeing that you're able to manage that and be able to realize that this is something that you love to do and it's something that you've chosen for yourself. During this, is there anything else that you would like to add that I might have not asked you about or just missed?
Nope, I think I'm good.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining me in the studio today, Caitlin, and congrats again on all of your achievements. This has been Bia Matos with BYU Idaho Radio. Thanks for tuning in.